Chapter 21, Endorsed and Supported from the Top. Commitment, endorsement and support from the top of the organisation is critical to creating sustainable and meaningful change. Leaders play a critical role in championing behaviour, attitudes and practices that create the workplace culture around how business is done and people are treated. Magella Noble, Director for Access and Inclusion, hosts an interview with Westpac's Group's Senior Leader Accessibility Champion, Les Vance, Westpac Group Accessibility Sponsor and Group Executive Financial Crime, Compliance and Conduct. Why is being a champion for the requirements of people with disability important to you? Les, accessibility is fundamentally about respect for people. By recognising and accommodating the specific needs of an individual, we can empower them to harness their full capability and have equal access to live a full life in the community. In my role as executive sponsor, I'm focused on breaking down barriers for people with disability by championing this agenda at the executive team and board level, as well as across the business more broadly. How does Westpac Group's purpose of helping Australians and New Zealanders succeed link to this access and inclusion strategy? Les, they are completely linked. Both our purpose as well as our strategic approach to accessibility are about understanding the needs of the individual, be they customers, employees, or part of the broader communities in which we operate. Designing our products, services, and experiences to be accessible through a continuous improvement focus led by our access inclusion strategy is how we execute on this. It's our imperative to create accommodations for people's individual circumstances so we can help them make informed choices, be at their best, and live independent and fulfilled lives. What is the commitment you're making in your role as an accessibility advocate to create further positive outcomes for people with disability as customers, employees, or members of the community? Les, having been a senior accessibility champion in our business for over 4 years now, means that I've learned about the difference that accessible design makes for everyone, not just people with disability. Everyone benefits from equitable access that facilitates inclusion in its broadest sense. My commitment going forward is to continue listening to our people, our customers, and our community, to continue looking for opportunities to enhance their experience with us as their bank and workplace of choice, and to be flexible in catering for everyone, so we can accommodate their specific needs and requirements. Westpac Group's accessibility strategy is championed by leaders across the organisation. Magella Noble, Director for Access and Inclusion, hosts an interview with Westpac Group's Senior Leader Accessibility Champion, John Harries, Access and Inclusion Governance Committee Co-Chair and Chief Marketing Officer. Why is being a champion for the requirements of people with disability important to you? John, I have always been a strong advocate for diversity and, particularly, people with disability in both my current and previous roles. I believe that we all have a part to play in supporting accessibility. My passion stems from a close friend and also a family member acquiring their disabilities through accidents. Their resilience and tenacity have inspired me to do more to help people facing similar challenges. Also, from early on, my mother ingrained in me the principles of fairness, equity, and inclusion. This has always stuck with me and underpins my passion for this agenda. How does Westpac Group's purpose of helping Australians and New Zealanders succeed link to this access and inclusion strategy? John, our access and inclusion strategy is a key enabler for helping all Australians and New Zealanders succeed. From an internal perspective, I believe it is our role to give each and every one of our employees every possible chance to show their true ability. It's our imperative to make sure all people have equal opportunities, and therefore it's our responsibility to provide assistance that ensures equity. From an external perspective, we have a duty to our community and all our customers. I truly believe this is the heart of our strategy, and we need to be constantly looking for ways to enhance our offering, to enhance access and foster inclusion. Whenever I think of how I want our customers to be treated, I ask how I would want my brother or sister to be treated. This adds a deeper lens to how important our strategy is for me personally. What is the commitment you're making in your role as an accessibility advocate to create further positive outcomes for people with disability as customers, employees, or members of the community? John, my commitment is simple. I commit to creating outcomes. I commit to support, guidance, passion, clearing pathways, and to ultimately creating the right environment that enables outcomes that result from this incredibly important strategy. Endorsement from the top allows employees to embed accessibility fundamentals into creating more inclusive products and services. Magella Noble, Director for Access and Inclusion, hosts an interview with Westpac Group's Senior Leader Accessibility Champion, Miranda Ratasky, Access and Inclusion Governance Committee Co-Chair and Chief Information Officer, Group Business Units. Why is being a champion for the requirements of people with disability important to you? Miranda, I believe having an inclusive workplace is the key to a company's success, which means that it needs to be a workplace that everyone can access and thrive in, a workplace that has a quality of experience for all. Furthermore, as a company that provides services to customers, it's imperative that our services are available and easily accessed by all. This is why it's important to me to advocate for our people, customers, and communities with accessibility needs, so they are included, provided with opportunities to succeed, and can have access to the amazing services we have on offer. How does Westpac Group's purpose of helping Australians and New Zealanders succeed link to this access and inclusion strategy? Miranda, if we want to help every Australian and New Zealander succeed, we have to ensure that our products, services, and career opportunities are accessible by every Australian and New Zealander. So our access and inclusion strategy underpins our company strategy. What is the commitment you're making in your role as an accessibility advocate to create further positive outcomes for people with disability as customers, employees, or members of the community? Miranda, as a leader in the technology business at Westpac Group, I commit to advocating for our people and customers with accessibility requirements to ensure they are at the forefront of any design decisions, technology upgrades, or innovations. I will do this through the Chief Operating Office, COO leadership team, and the Inclusion and Diversity Working Group, which I chair.